Exclusive, Jim Jordan, key element of Hunter Biden investigations will be what happened in 2020. By Ashley Oliver on September 30, 2022. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, previewed during an appearance on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily what next year's congressional investigations into Hunter Biden would look like should Republicans take the House majority. Jordan, the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee and a member of the Oversight Committee, said one of the key elements of Republicans' investigatory plans next year is to delve into the events leading up to the 2020 election. I think one of the key elements there is what happened in 2020. In the fall of 2020, just weeks before the election, Jordan said, recalling, "We had 51 former intelligence officials tell us that this was Russian disinformation. We had the FBI sit down with Facebook and say, hey, be careful, wink wink. We think there's Russian disinformation. All that was done to suppress that story, which had an impact on how people voted in the most important election we have, the election for President of the United States. Listen. Damning evidence related to Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings in Ukraine, China, and elsewhere while his father, now President Joe Biden, was serving as vice president surfaced in the New York Post 3 weeks ahead of the 2020 election. The Post's bombshell reports were, however, promptly suppressed by social media and dismissed as dubious by nearly every mainstream media outlet, which served to benefit then-nominee Joe Biden's election prospects. Jordan's mention of 51 intelligence officials was a reference to Politico publishing a letter at the time, signed by former CIA Director John Brennan, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, and dozens more, charging that the Hunter Biden story from the now-vindicated New York Post had all the classic earmarks of the Russian information operation. I want to know, what were those 51 intel people basing their letter on? Jordan said. What evidence did they have? Who were they talking to? Someone in the press? Did someone from the New York Times tell them something? Did someone from the FBI leak some false? Was it this Timothy Thibault, who has since left the FBI, who suppressed that information at the FBI? I want to know. That's pretty important stuff, so I really want to look into that angle. Thibault, a former FBI assistant special agent in charge who left the bureau in August, has been the subject of multiple allegations, including that he suppressed a line of investigation into derogatory Hunter Biden reporting and helped bury information about Tony Bobulinski, a former business partner of Hunter Biden who became a key witness after going public with claims that Joe Biden spoke with Hunter about Hunter's overseas business dealings. Jordan noted that much of the investigatory activity related to Hunter Biden that would take place next year in a GOP-controlled House would be headquartered in the Oversight Committee. Representative James Comer, RKY, is expected to lead that committee, while Jordan is expected to remain a member of it while also chairing Judiciary. Congressman Comer has already talked about the fact that there are 150 suspicious activity reports at Treasury, Jordan said. This is based on Hunter Biden's banking transactions and business transactions that they have. So I know that Congressman Comer plans on looking at all that. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film, My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, and stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Fela McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, from the Unreported Story Society. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed nearly 5 million times across social media. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.